Hey there, this is Bradley Charbonneau with Nonfiction Author Marketing Show, and I wanted to do a quick recording here. I am outdoors, I'm in the woods, it's raining, it's cold, but my dog really needed to get out, and I needed to get out, frankly, except it's been raining all day. And my topic for the day is the fact that I'm doing a podcast episode here, outdoors, in the rain, with my dog, while I'm getting exercise and getting rained on, but I can do it. And for me, what I really enjoy about audio is that I have so much more clarity when I'm outdoors, especially out in the woods. And this is where I have my, you know, big ideas and clarity of thought, and it's fantastic. I often get the ideas and then I'll maybe go back and write them out, or I will talk them through as a podcast episode or even an audiobook chapter, although audiobook chapters, of course, have to be recorded at high quality, which is part of the point I wanted to make here. Podcast quality, and I'm going to get trampled on for saying this, but podcast quality is not regulated like audiobook quality. Audiobook quality, you have to get past the gatekeepers at ACX, you know, the audible.com arm of the production, the audiobook production. Whereas podcast is regulated by no one, really, except, you know, like it needs to be an MP3 and stuff like that. But, I mean, for better and worse. So that means you could have terrible audio. I mean, right now I'm talking through my AirPods, in my ears, in the rain. I've got my hood on, and who knows what it sounds like. It might sound terrible, but you know what? For me, podcasts, I'd rather have the authenticity of being outside in my element where I am going to have better content as compared to me sitting behind a computer and having the perfect audio setup. I mean, not always, but still, just the fact that it's possible makes it work so well. So my point here is, dear nonfiction author marketing, and I have to say, I am only going to have 52 episodes, right? It's going to be 2020, the year 2020, 52 episodes, one per week, one tidbit. And it's kind of good because it's making me a little more selective at what is the content I want to give. Is it worth one of the 52? And this one, if I had to give a title here out in the woods, it would be something like, "Hey, would you like to be a guest on my podcast? ? And this is you asking somebody else to be a guest on your podcast. Now, your first reaction might be, Bradley, I don't have a podcast. And this is my point. The point is, the barriers, the gateways to creating a podcast, the technical barriers have come down so low. They're like speed bumps now. So, for example, I don't use Anchor.fm, but I recommend Anchor.fm. And the main reason I don't use it is because I have multiple podcasts. For the record, I use Castos, Castos.com, because I can do multiple podcasts and they have unlimited streaming, unlimited file size, unlimited time, unlimited everything. And I can have multiple podcasts and it works all through WordPress. It's ridiculously easy once you get it set up. And all I need to do is in WordPress, I create a new post or a new piece of media, technically a podcast post, custom post, I think that's what it's called. And I do title, I do some body if I want, I do which category, meaning which podcast it is. I do a featured image and I upload the audio file. That's it. I hit publish and I'm done. I can also post date it, which is super easy in WordPress, of course. So I do, you know, tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's coming out. It's fantastic. So that is castos.com. However, if you're just starting out and you don't want to spend a dime and you just want to sort of give it a go and you want to be able to say, I have a podcast, or give it a shot for 10 episodes and see what happens, or make a mini podcast, or because it's so easy, and this is kind of what I'm getting at, and this is what I get at a lot with in my training for new authors, is the barriers are so low now. You know, the procrastinators among us will find new barriers, but the ones that used to be are not necessarily there anymore. So the technical aspects, I mean, remember, I'm on my cell phone in the woods, in the rain, outdoors, walking my dog, and I'm recording a podcast episode. We can all do this. Now, sure, if I had loud city noises, that'd be tougher, but I'm outdoors. I mean, maybe you can hear the raindrops. Maybe that's, you know, gives it some authentic feel to it, but I'm out here doing it. And for me, I am going to save the MP3 file and upload it to my post in the WordPress system and upload, and it's live today. That's it. Whereas with Anchor FM, I think I can even do it in the phone app. I can still be out here and probably upload it from here. So there are no more reasons to not do it, at least from a technical or even cost perspective. So the question is kind of, I've said, if you're not being invited to the parties, it might be time to host your own party. And this is where, if you're just not seeing the podcast you want to hear, or you want to be a guest on podcasts, and maybe that's just not happening or not as often as you'd like, make your own. Put your own, stake in the sand and say, hey, this is my thing. And here's another tip. Don't think I need to do this forever. I need to have one podcast episode per week for 4 years. I'm doing this one for 52 episodes. That really makes a difference. I know there's a beginning and an end, and I'm going to fill them. And it's not a problem. And psychologically, it's so much easier to get it done if I know there's a limited amount. It also makes me think, oh, I want to make this better. So there you go. Anchor.fm. Get started on your podcast. If you're not being invited to enough parties, time to throw your own party. Not to mention, it gives you some authority. And this is kind of where this came from. The other day, I was talking with someone, and I wanted to help them promote their stuff. And I said, hey, why don't you come be a guest on my podcast? And they're really impressed. Like, oh, wow, you have a podcast. Oh, cool. I'd love to. Wow, thank you so much. And they were very impressed that I had a podcast. Whereas it's so odd, and I'm so sort of modest in this sense, in that I think, oh, well, it's so easy. But yeah, everything is easy when you know how to do it. But also it takes some guts to then get the thing up and do it, right? Actually make it happen every week. So there is that. So do 10 episodes. Call it a mini podcast. There you go. All right. This is Nonfiction Author Marketing. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and I am looking for content for the 52 weeks of 2020. If you have ideally sort of out of the box, or, push the envelope, whatever it's all called, not totally traditional, normal stuff like, Amazon ads for your books, nonfiction stuff, nonfiction author marketing, I'd love to hear it. Contact me, Bradley Charbonneau, CHARBONNEAU. And if you want to find a place where you can get me and we can even talk more about it, you can go to bradleycharbonneau.com/asking, A-S-K-I-N-G, like I am asking you for your feedback. All right, there we go. This is Bradley Charbonneau, Nonfiction Author Marketing Podcast, coming to you live in the rain in the middle of the Netherlands with my dog Pepper. All right, see you next week.